All right, so the White House asked Herb Alison of TARP fame to review that program, and what were his main findings?
Yeah, you know, they asked him to begin reviewing the program in, late last year, and he came out with a report in February that essentially said overall the program is, you know, had many positives, but he recommended major improvements, including developing an early warning system that would identify, you know, problems with loans, and fully staffing the loan program office at the Department of Energy.
And how contentious was this hearing? Because that has become something of a political football after the Solyndra failure.
Yeah, certainly. Like when Solyndra failed in late 2011, and they laid off about 1,100 workers, it's become something of a contentious issue on Capitol Hill, with Republicans criticizing the White House and the Energy Department for it, granting the loan in 2009. And the hearing was relatively contentious. The Secretary Chu was there, in addition to Herb Alison, the former Treasury Department official.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Sorry about that.
I was going to say there was just quite a bit of back and forth. And then there was a sort of broader criticism about some of the hot topics of the day, including gas prices.
So where do we go from here? What's the next move in terms of the Senate? Is this just sort of, we'll have this big hearing and we're done with it, or should we be looking for more things?
No, I think there's going to be quite a bit of follow-up on this. It was interesting because it's really been the House, House Republicans who focus, much more centrally on the loan guarantee program in Solyndra. And this is basically the first hearing that the Senate has held on it. Senator Bingaman, who heads up the committee, has been sort of reluctant to weigh in on the issue because he said it's been so bogged down with politics. But I think, one of the things that came out of this was the potential for there to be some legislative action down the road. A few senators called for restructuring the statute that sets up the loan program to sort of put in some sort of additional protections for these loans.
And there was quite a few management advice pieces that Mr. Alison had for DOE to strengthen the management of the program, to give more definition to the program goals. Sounded like a big homework assignment for Energy Secretary Chu.
Yeah, I mean, the report that was released was very, very, very detailed and listed, almost a dozen recommendations for very specific things about staffing and sort of how to track and review the loan applications as they come in. And then actually this hearing comes on the heels of the Government Accountability Office report, sort of the congressional auditors released Monday, that said that the Energy Department wasn't properly tracking and reviewing these loan applications. So kind of another negative bit of news for the Energy Department.
We're speaking with Andrew Restuccia of the Hill newspaper. And what about Chu? What did he have to say for himself? I mean, right after Solyndra, people were calling for his head.
Yeah, I mean, Chu has had a really tough last 6 months or so. He defended his work. He applauded Herb Alison for conducting the report. He said for the most part he agrees with most of the recommendations. And he said all along that they're making, incremental changes as quickly as they can to the loan program, while at the same time defending the mission of the loan program, which has always been to invest in innovative and potentially risky projects that don't garner enough private investment on their own.
I'm interested in hearing what else was said at this hearing. There was a big Washington Post article a few days ago that was really critical of the $50 light bulb that the Energy Department had awarded its L Prize to. And the Post actually had something that said that the cost would be about the same in the long run. It had a graphic. That graphic turned out to be wrong. In fact, this L Prize winning light bulb would save money in the long run, but it didn't seem to me that politicians had picked up on that correction only in the first part. How did that go over in the committee? Did they talk about that at all?
So this issue, this light bulb issue, has become a huge sort of Republican attack line for Secretary Chu, and this was addressed at the hearing. Secretary Chu aggressively defended the L Prize, which he said, no one expects Americans to buy $50 light bulbs, and he acknowledged that most people can't afford that. But he said they have commercial uses, because they last almost 20,000 hours, they can be used in traffic lights and emergency exit signs and office buildings that need to keep their lights on. And he said this is the first step to developing an LED, an energy-efficient light bulb that in the long run will save consumers money and over time will become less and less expensive. So he pushed back on that Washington Post story pretty aggressively.
Now, getting back to the idea of the Energy Department's loan guarantee program, what did you feel the Senate's inclination was toward the future of it? Because it has to be pointed out, this program predates the Obama administration. It's been around for a number of years. It's just gotten a really good workout now that we're suddenly interested in all these windmills and solar panels. But did you get the sense that there's still a future for this program if they make those corrections that Herb Allison recommend?
Yeah, I think there's absolutely a future for the program. And it's important to keep in mind that this program has a pretty broad mandate, and it's not just renewable projects. It's electric transmission projects. It's nuclear projects, which Republicans are very much in favor of. And actually, the specific portion of the project of the program that funded cylinder loans has actually sunsetted. It's expired. And so the focus of the program now is sort of on making sure that there's adequate oversight of what remains, which is nuclear projects and electric vehicles and advanced vehicles, and various transmission, and, you know, electricity projects. And, you know, Senator Murkowski, who's the ranking Republican on the committee, is very much in favor of the program. In fact, has called for these course corrections, but has always said the program needs to stay around and